Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And it's a very happy new 2012 year to you. And of course, in fitting style with the excitement of a new year, I've got a word of the week, Tony.
What's that?
Despair.
Nice.
It's already out there as a word. I'm already feeling it. But I think we've got time for one more Christmas song before we put that baby to bed. This is The Scourge. That was The Scourge, Tony, and Christmas Cash.
Cool.
Not bad. He does mention the fact he wants at least a bluey in that. I wouldn't mind a blowy. I'm not going to get one this year. Got two. The only thing blowing at the moment is a bloody wind, isn't it? What am I saying they for? He, Captain Marvels, has recorded that as a demo and said to me, it's not the usual thing, but I thought you'd like it. I was hoping to get it on over Christmas, but I figured we could end up one more Christmas song, couldn't we? That's Christmas Cash. It's a good one. Really catchy. Actually, this show this week is very danceable, my friend.
Okay.
There he danced. One thing you might be dancing to right now in the background there is our new bed from Dubvision. Thank you very much, Dubvision, for sending this through. They got in touch with me through a website called Music Clout, and I had listened to them, but it was an instrumental track, and I said, listen, I can't really play this on the show as a track, but would you be up for making a demo? They went, yes, we would. I went, thank you very much. You are in the rotation. Tony, what is the Scourge's website?
Thescourge.co.uk.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, poorly been in the internet nil. A fine start for you in 2012, if nothing else, Tony.
Thank you very much.
Mine's already falling apart.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll talk about that later. I can't really be bringing myself to do it now. I do, however, have some comedy suburbs for the new year. Thank you very much to Aubrey for sending this through. If you have a joke for us, email poorlyb@punkyradio.com, titling your email comedy suburbs. Here it goes. Tony, a man wanted to kill his wife. I don't blame him. So he hired a hitman named Artie. The man could only afford a down payment of $1, being that his wife had kept him on a strict allowance, promising to pay the full amount after life insurance paid out. Reluctantly, Artie agreed. The next day, Artie followed the man's wife around town, awaiting the perfect opportunity to snuff her out. Growing impatient, Artie attacked and strangled the wife to death in the produce aisle of the local grocery store. Just as he was finished with the deed, Artie was spotted by the store manager. Not wanting to leave any witnesses, Artie had no choice but to strangle the manager as well. The next day, the police tracked Artie back to his house and arrested him for murder. The next day, people flocked to the store for a great deal because the headline in the newspaper read, Artie chokes two for a dollar at local grocery store.
Nice.
I'm sorry you had to read that horrible humour, but at least it will kill some airtime. Sponsor yourself, Aubrey. Thanks very much, Aubrey. Sponsor yourself is an in-joke there via Twitter that I'm not about to go into right now. Tone, I've had another band through as well, mate.
Okay.
That I'm really pleased about. A band from Las Vegas, who, frankly, I'd never heard of them before, but I think they've been going a while now, seem to have one or two albums out. A band called The Objects, who, again, I've got to thank Music Clout for bringing my attention to these as well. Absolutely brilliant punk band. Not dissimilar to The Jewel, I suppose, but sort of more punk than new wave. I think you're going to like them. What do I know is, Tony, what is The Objects' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheObjects.
How are you spelling objects?
OBJEX.
No, it's not. It's facebook.com/pages/the-objects. Probably the internet one. Tony one. Criminal state. Yes! That was the Objects, Tony.
Nice.
We're going to be playing more of their stuff because they sent me the whole album, basically. It's absolutely brilliant. And I'm going to Las Vegas in March. I might even meet up with them for a beer. You never know.
Cool.
You listen to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I can say here at the start of 2012, we are officially laying to rest Podcast Alley.
Yes.
We're not going to bother with it anymore, so don't bother voting for us anymore. Well, you can vote if you want, but we're not even going to look at the thing. What we want is your Facebook comments. And I understand we have a few, don't we, Tony?
Yeah, we've got a few Facebook comments. Need more, though. We haven't done Facebook for a couple of months yet, so they've been building up. We do need more, so please do find our Facebook page. Go to Facebook, search for Punky Radio. It's the radio station page that comes up. Click on that, like the page, and leave us a comment on our wall. And we'll feature them on the show. Alternatively, if you are one of the handful on Google+, do find them there as well. Search Punky Radio or go to gplus.2/Punky Radio. Become our friend and like our page and leave us a comment on our wall there. But Facebook is probably the main one to go for. So here's the top four that we've had. And here we are. From Derek Koski.
Hello, Derek.
So he says, chaps, thank you for giving Just Like Jonesy by the 99ers an airing. We really appreciate it. That's no problem. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're expecting to get sometime this year a new album from as well. Looking forward to it.
Cool. From Graham Holland.
Hi, Graham.
Who lets us know that the Gold Bait gig in Liverpool on Friday 2nd December is now cancelled.
Tony, why are you telling us this now? We already know this.
I don't think we mentioned it, though.
Well, it's a bit late, isn't it?
Because, as I just said, we've got a few months worth of comments worth, and I'm reading them out.
Oh, fair enough.
God. It's now cancelled. The venue ceased trading Monday, bugger. So he didn't go. We did mention that he was going to go to it, but he never actually got there.
Hopefully, Goldplay will be back in Liverpool soon.
Yeah. Limousine. Cheers for the play, guys. Great show as always. Happy Christmas. Limousine. Thank you very much, Limousine. No problem.
Thank you very much. That was one from Limo Dean, who also I may be working with in the new year. I'm quite excited. Oh, it is the new year. Now.
It is. It is.
I should be working with him now. Sorry, Limo Dean. I'm not around there yet.
And finally, Josh Murphy. Murphy. Another great year of Punky, and thanks for the little mention. I'm going to start sending more stuff in next year because I've met some festive twats recently. Yeah, I should think so too. But thanks, Josh, for leaving the comment on our wall.
Yeah, thank you very much, Josh, and we look forward to getting your festive twats ASAP. Is that concluding that?
That's concluding it.
Do leave a message or a comment for us on our Facebook page. Maybe like one of the songs you've played, maybe there's a band you'd like us to play, maybe you've got something you'd like to tell us, but do go to the Facebook page and leave a comment there. Right, you know how I threatened a bit more rock this year on Punky?
Yes.
Right, you're going to love this. All the way from Malmo, Sweden. Grand Reserva, Badlands.
Jam Jouster.
That was Grand Reserve, Tony, and a song called Badlands. They again came through Music Clout. That's three bands we've covered in the first section of the show from this new thing. It's not open to the public, I should say. It's a thing for people to industry to review bands or play them or whatever. It's just an excellent thing, and we're going to be playing a lot more from that site, I have a feeling, in the future. That was a classic piece of AC/DC inspired rock, my friend. And do you know what? I heard it. I went, oh, we're playing that. That's a real headbang around the lounge song, that one. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their website?
GrandReserver.se?
No, GrandReserver.com. And Grand Reserver is spelled GrandReserva. Paulie being in step two, Tony one. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this new year, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you done anything recently?
I've been to a few places.
Well, why don't you tell us about them?
Okay. Yeah, they got back a couple of days ago. We left a couple of weeks ago, went to Munster in Germany.
And what was that like? Has he got his own thing, June?
No, fortunately.
Well, it doesn't go when you drive in, it doesn't go, welcome to Munster, down.
Yeah, it was actually pretty nice though. Five different Christmas markets and nice old town. Really nice hotel we stayed in. Really good. Spent for about 3 days there. Lots of glühwein and looking around the city. Staying in the nice hotel, having a nice back massage, had a little spa place underneath it.
Did Steph know about that?
Yeah, I was. Well, she doesn't know what hurt her. But no, it was really nice. We had 3 days there, and then we drove to the families.
Bottrop. I love the name of that place. Bottrop. Oh, I'm afraid I won't be able to make it out tonight. Why not? I've got a touch of the Bottrops.
Yeah, I got there day before Christmas Eve, and then we had Christmas there. Had a nice steak dinner for Christmas. And then the day after Christmas is Steph's birthday. So they celebrate on the 24th. 25th is Steph's birthday, so we had Christmas and then Steph's birthday. And then we vegged around for a couple of days. And then we went to Aachen.
Right. Now, I warned you about Aachen, didn't I?
Aachen, yeah, you did.
I said, be careful. I went there in 1989 and I nearly got punched by the people I was with because I said we should go there and it was really boring. Tell me it wasn't boring.
It was a bit boring.
It's boring, isn't it, Aachen?
We barely got to the hotel and we were pissed off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. it took about 10 seconds, if not that. We drove there, and we ended up going around the one-way system about three times, got completely lost.
What is it with you and one-way systems, Tony?
Don't know. I thought the journey should be all right, because it's usually generally organised, but no, Aachen, terrible. So we passed the hotel three times, we kept seeing it and passing it again. ridiculous. So we got to the hotel, and that was okay. Quite stylish, but a bit cheap at the same time, very strange. But it was in a really crappy part of town. Well, I don't think there is a good part of town in Aachen.
That would be correct.
Yeah. Because I didn't tell Steph what you said about it. I thought, well, we're not going to tell her. We'll go there and have a look. But nah, rubbish.
I was right, wasn't I?
Yeah, completely. But the first night, we went to see the Fledermaus.
Right.
Opera. That was our first night there. So we got to the hotel, relaxed, got dressed, went to the opera. Walked to Aachen, thought this is a bit shit. Got to the opera, that was very nice. Walked back, and then the next day I was ill. So then we just kind of walked around the shops a little bit, but I wasn't quite with it. And then we only had 2 days there, and then we came home the next day. But then I was ill until about, well, I'm still ill now. But I was vomiting on New Year's Eve.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So, I don't think you were alone there.
No, well, New Year's Eve, not New Year's Day. Unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
So I just spent the day just sleeping and vegging out and vomiting, and New Year's Day was in bed all day. Didn't get a little bit better until the day before we came back on the 2nd. Yeah, that's right, the 2nd. And then we drove back on the 3rd, and then we got stuck in Calais because the Dover was closed in the morning. So we got to Calais about 3, and then we had to wait till about 7 to get a ferry. just stuck on the in the queue at the port of Calais. Got to Dover about 8, and then got home about midnight, and just absolutely shattered.
That was, sounds like a nice trip.
Yeah, it was beautiful. But the time before Arkan fucked us. It was before Arkan was absolutely fine.
Blame Arkan. I will probably tell you a bit about what I did over New Year in the second half of the show, but right now, Tony, I want to get on with the next song. Is that alright?
Yep, that's cool.
Stay tuned for Van Machine and Psycho to the Bone, but before that, here's another track from King Salami and the Cumberland Three's 14 Red Hot Bangers, or it's called something like that. It's just a fantastic album. If you haven't bought it already, buy it. What I want to know is, what is King Salami and the Cumberland Three's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/King Salami and the Cumberland Three.
How are you spelling three?
The number three.
It is. It's Tony 2, Point of the Internet 2. Let's have a mojo workout.
Psycho, through the bone, psycho, through the bone, psycho, through the bone. it to the bone. I'm going on to nowhere, so gonna suck it to the bone. You fucking misses on your throne. You will miss me when I'm gone. Try to fix it up all alone.
You're listening to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Van Machine and Psycho to the Bone, and hello to Ivan stroke Ivan, because they're from Belgium.
Oh.
So yeah, we've had bands from all over the world so far, because we started off with The Scourge, who are from the UK. Then we had The Objects from the States. Then we had Grand Reserve from Sweden. King Slime and Cumberland 3, although based in London, feature a Frenchman, a Spaniard, a Japanese guy, and a guy from the Caribbean, I think. Anyway, they're from all over the place. And now Belgium, so it's a truly international show this week. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Just before that, what's Van Machine's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Van Machine.
It is, it's that straightforward. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 2. It's now time for the first one of the new year.
Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 Bar. Yeah, another year of gigs at 12 Bar Club. It was pretty much closed for most part of the other couple of holidays, but now it's all open again. Business as usual. It's on Denmark Street in London still, so do check it out. And I've got the weekend's gigs. Sunday is to be confirmed, so I've got Monday's gig instead. But on Friday, which is tomorrow night, Los Intros, Lab Squared, The Lemingtons, and Run Devil Run. It's an Enterprise Studios night. Might be heavy, don't know. How much sneaker is?
£6.
It is.
Recession busting.
Mm. On Saturday night, 7th for Jan, Cartel, Pay the Price, Heavy Hands, Protect Your Neck, and Cast Iron Jaw. It's Eruption Records night. Again,
that's going to be heavy, isn't it?
I think it's going to be heavy, that.
Yeah, it's going to be heavy.
How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
So Sunday's to be confirmed. So Monday night, 9th of Jan, Blang presents Holloway Tales, featuring Joe Murphy, Paul Hawkins, Polly McLean, Partition, Hillfield and Stone, Depressival, the Big Fibbers, Sneezy Stew and Susanna Katz.
Good Lord.
Yeah, indeed. I don't know what it's all about, but it sounds like there's a lot on. So, how much do you think it is?
I'm going to go with £6 again.
£5.
Oh, that really is recession busting.
It is. Money, right?
I was close.
Yeah.
Now, there's also, I've got another gig as well. This was old school. I've been sent a poster.
Ooh.
Advertising a gig this Saturday, the 7th of January, at the Railway Hotel Southend, where I have played myself. Free admission. It's from 8 o'clock. And it's the Rockabilly Blues and Soul man, Steve Hooker. Our mate Steve Hooker.
Oh, yeah.
And his stripped down stomping band. So if you're in Southend on Saturday night and you're looking for something to do, that is free. And thanks very much, Steve, for sending that through. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 Bar.
Steve's forecast.
Right, now, next song coming up. I said it's an international show this week and it's a bit of a dance-a-thon. And I imagine you've been dancing around to something already listening to this. You're going to dance to this. This is very unusual. This is from the new album from Comity, who are friends from Poland. And this album, actually, the song you're about to hear is on the new album called Luminol, which is also in our Christmas competition. And I will be announcing the winner at the end of this show. And thanks to everyone that entered. I'm afraid the CD that's been sent through is all in Polish. So, Tony, you're lucky that I picked out the song you might be able to say. What I want to know is, what is Comity's website?
Comity.com.
Yes, it is. It's Tony 4, probably being Internet 2. And this, I think, is called Inakcie. We'll be right back.
rodziców, które słyszysz za ścianą. Dwa monologi, które znasz już na pamięć, konstruowane, żeby wywoływać ból. Dwa monologi znów kołyszą cię do snu, ale ty wiesz, że to wszystko chcesz zrobić inaczej. Dużo o tym myślisz i mocno w to wierzysz. Wiesz, że to wszystko chcesz zrobić inaczej. Dużo o tym myślisz i mocno w to wierzysz. Oddajesz się marzeniom o wyciągniętym w twoją stronę ramieniu, na którym mogłabyś położyć zmęczoną krzykiem głowę. Skierujesz plany na przyszłość znane tylko sobie i wiesz, że to wszystko chcesz zrobić inaczej. Dużo o tym myślisz i mocno w to wierzysz. Wiesz, że to wszystko chcesz zrobić inaczej. Dużo o tym myślisz i mocno w to wierzysz.
Shitty
it. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
We'll be playing another comedy track in future weeks. That has got a touch of the bloody Haircut 100s to it. It wasn't what I was expecting at all. A little bit of pop, jazz, funk on the punky radio this week. And it did have me having a little bit of a boogie around the kitchen, Tony, when I was listening to it earlier. Really like this album. And so we're playing something of it, and a lucky listener has got a copy of it as we speak. Should also mention that the Van Machine CD that we played the track off Psycho to the Bone on is called Shut Up and Be Cool About It. There we go, that is that covered now. So I'm just going to mention a little bit about what I did over Christmas New Year. It did mainly involve drinking, I'd say. But I had a guest over Christmas. I had a guest, a comic from the States called Laura Levitis, who's come over to England for 3 months and was suddenly aware that she had no one to spend Christmas with. And when I found out, I said, come and spend it with me, which meant I had some slightly awkward conversations with family and friends over Christmas. But I sort of said, hello, this is Laura, not like that. This is Laura, not like that. I think her middle name might as well be Not Like That a bit. She loved it. She had a great Christmas. And I thought, oh, do you know what? She won't have got any presents or anything. So I asked her what she liked, and she said, I like Coca-Cola, I like Marlboro Gold cigarettes, and I like chocolate. So I got a 2-litre bottle of Coca-Cola that I wrapped up, I bought a packet of fags that I wrapped up, and a box of roses from the garage for £3 that I wrapped up, right?
Nice.
Thinking she's got 3 presents then. Got around my brothers, they've got loads of things. Got around my mum and dad's, she got more than I did. Unbelievable. Still, anyway, that was that. Had a really, really good Christmas, etc., etc., etc. And then on the 27th did my latest burlesque and comedy show, Dolly's Christmas Barn Party at the Vic in Hitchin. And one of the burlesque dancers dropped out at 6:30, which didn't leave me a lot of time to get another one, so I didn't get one. I just had one dancer. But I got extra comics on, so it's all right. I had 4 comics and 1 burlesque dancer. And it was a really, really good fun night. And thanks when we came out, and obviously I can't remember a lot about it, etc. New Year, I spent at my mate Steve's pub in Luton, where I put on a show featuring Laura and myself and Pam Ford and Brian Damage and Crystal. It was brilliant, Tony. Really, really brilliant. And I'm afraid we didn't get wrapped up until about 5 a.m.
Nice.
Still managed to get a fight in there somewhere. Not me.
Yeah.
I may have had something to do with the causation of it, but I don't want to go into details. But I was not involved in a fight in the year, although one did happen very close to me. Oops. Eddie rode up. That's that all done and dusted this week. Friday and Saturday, tomorrow and Saturday, I've got Jim Taveray and Trevor Locke on at my comedy clubs in Hitchin and Letchworth. More information, lastminutecomedy.com. They're going to be brilliant shows. They're a great, great way to start the new year, and I'm really, really looking forward to them. Something else I'm looking forward to, Tony, is the next track, because it's another dance-a-thon. In my opinion, Miho Wada is the punk rock Jethro Tull of punk flute jazz.
Nice.
From New Zealand. Check this out. Round two. Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Miho Wada and a track called Round 2 from the new album Morning After, which had a little Miho Wada post-it note attached which says, "Dear Paul, happy Christmas. Hope you like it, Miho." I don't know whether she means she hopes I like Christmas or hope I like the CD, but tell you what, I've liked both. What I really like is some used knickers. Just don't think just because it's a new year, I'm going to bloody give up on this. Insane Star's clearly not going to do it. And Miho had suggested, she said to me, sorry, no knickers. I went, oh, that's all right. I wasn't in knickers. I'm after. But I am now. This album's really good. And it's got what she's done. She's picked some of the best songs of previous material and stuck them on it. So Call Girls on it, Piss Off Such a Loser's on it. I'm trying to think what else we play. Miho Zilla's on it. I Need a Beer Too is on it. It's really, really good. Far and away, I think, the best thing she's done yet. And that is well catchy. And there's another track on it that we'll be playing in a few weeks' time, or possibly even next week, I don't know yet, called Be My Girl. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Miho Wada's website?
MihoWada.nz?
No, MihoWada.com. Haha, I'm still in with a chance here. Probably be an Internet 3, Tony 4. Now, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh dear. Well, perhaps we ought to run through this new year, because there's going to be a lot this year, I'm feeling.
Yep, got to be a good year for twats, hasn't it? So 2011 must have been a saintly year of no twats. So this year, let's make this year a year of twat. A year of the twat of the Chinese.
Let's make it the Chinese year of the twat.
Yeah. The twat dragon, apparently. Email me, Tony.
There you go. That's a proper word of the week, you twat dragon.
You twat dragon. Oh, yeah, so if you know someone, just need to be twat, you could know them, they could be a celebrity, they could be anything, just send me the reason. Tony@punkradio.com, or the name, where they're from, the reason. It's that simple. All twats receive thanks, and I'll reply to all emails. Just send it through. Thank you very much.
And I can now announce the winners of our Christmas competition, or rather the winner of our Christmas competition, who's won shed loads of CDs and a limousine t-shirt and a new album from Comity. It's a really good prize. I haven't got the things on me, they're in the cupboard. I can't be bothered going to get them, but there's loads of stuff. And well done to Andrew Larkin, who sent me the following message. I was over the moon to read this. Hi Paulie B, the B-side to Limousine single Deep Fried Love is called Drink Yourself Out of It. We did actually play it on last week's show, which is exactly what we should all be doing at this festive time. Please send the loot. Shouldn't cost as much as Australia nor the moon. Two, the address is... It's only in St Albans, mate.
Oh, nice.
He's 10 miles down the road. I might even drop it off, save myself the stamp. Happy Christmas, keep up the good work. Well done, Andrew. I'm really, really pleased that those CDs are clearly going to a good home. One last thing to talk about in this section. We've had some sad news, haven't we?
Yes. Yes, we have. Unfortunately, obviously, we are featured on several internet radio stations. We got news a few days ago. One of them was actually finished. It was the hard drive that was on Mover Radio. It started broadcasting about 4 or 5 days ago now. I don't know, for whatever reason, they've stopped doing it. So unfortunately, yeah, so... You can no longer find us on Mover Radio.
Yeah, and it is funny, because that was one of the primary reasons why I was going to play more rock on the show, because it was pretty much a rock station, wasn't it? But I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to try and play a rock track a week anyway, unless you don't want us to. If you don't want me to play a rock track a week, email paulieb@punkyray.com explaining exactly why not. Otherwise, it's going to be more like Grand Reserva coming your way. Because I don't know how you... It, basically, if it sounds remotely like AC/DC, it's being played, because I love AC/DC. If it sounds remotely like Motorhead, it's being played, because I love Motorhead. If it sounds remotely like Europe, it can bugger. Right? We're not going that far. One last track this week, Tony, and it's from The Vaults. And is it from The Vaults? This is from the Rare as Rocking Horse shit EP by the Bleach Boys, called Taking the O Out of Country, which has only 5 tracks on it. Stealth, We've Got the Bomb and We're Going to Use It, Fee-Fi-Fo-Fun, I Smell Vaginal Crouton, which nice. We played on one of our very first shows, The Devil Bought My Underwear and Jesus Stole My Fridge, which is another classic, and this one that you're going to be hearing very shortly. But before that, Tony, what is the Bleach Boys website?
Bleachboys.com?
No, it's thebleachboys.co.uk. Get in. Poorly being the Internet 4, Tony 4. It's an honourable draw for the new year. And Tony?
Uh-huh.
I married a lesbian sex commando.
She ain't shitty. She's a queen in New York City. She is my lesbian. She is my lesbian.
That was the Bleach Boys, Tony. We're starting and ending with the Scourge this week. If you've ever wondered what the track was under us at the end of the show, this is the Scourge. Thank you so much for listening. Do make sure that you send us stuff in, particularly to our Facebook page. And also, we'd like you to, if you haven't already, review us at iTunes. We'd like to go through the iTunes reviews again in the next few weeks. How do people do that, Tony?
Yep, easy way to do it. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open our music store page on iTunes where you can review it. So you'll need to log in. So you'll need an iTunes account. But it's all free. So log in, review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. If you are not in the UK or US, email through your review to me, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it.
We'll make sure it still gets on.
Yeah, it's really important.
Yeah. And we are still on 3 internet radio stations. What are they, Tank?
Yep, we are on Hussy Skunk, skunk.com, that is. They run 3 times a week. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation, which you can find at talksuperstation.com. And we're on Padunk, which is Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, on Mondays, 4 p.m. Central Time.
We'll listen to you.
Yeah.
Now, you might remember that I mentioned a week or two ago that I got an email in from someone who said that they were too polite to listen to the whole show.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I mentioned it on the show, they sent me another email saying, was it me you were talking about when you said about someone too polite to listen to the whole show? I went, yes. So I thought I'd mention it right at the end, working the basis she's probably stopped listening right now. So, extremely polite woman who can't listen to the whole show, bombing, you twat dragon. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.